IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture, so be with us.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Tuesday, 19th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 14th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 5th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now for blessing the first moments of this episode, we'll listen to chapter An-Nahl, verse 90.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives, and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse is the universal investitude charter of Islam and the Bill of Rights, which Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, used to recite in his sermons during the Friday prayer rituals. And according to Tafsir al-Safi, one of the main resources in Islamic culture, we read, were there only this single verse to be found in the Quran, we had sufficient grounds to declare that the Quran is the explanatory book for everything. The commandments as well as the forbidden matters of this verse have been included in all religions and have never been abrogated.
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this episode we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. Be with us. In Islam, the age of 40 is considered the age of intellectual maturity of a human being. As Prophet Muhammad was chosen to be a prophet at the age of 40, he said in a beautiful hadith about sincerity in action, whoever makes 40 days faith and deeds pure for Allah, Allah will enlighten his heart with fountains of wisdom. This enlightening hadith has become an important guide for mystics and followers of the path of happiness to try to purify their actions and words for Allah within 40 specific days in order to reach the highest spiritual levels. Another famous hadith by the Prophet, is which the number 40 is highlighted, is that whoever of my ummah memorizes 40 hadith needed by the people in matters of religion, Allah will raise him up as a jurist and a scholar on the Day of Judgment. This valuable speech has caused dozens of books containing explanations for the hadith to be written by great religious scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'in. Based on some statistics, holy shrines of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hussein once announced that 2 years ago the number of pilgrims who visited these two holy shrines were about 26 million. Islam world knows and heard of a great event of Hajj and is quite familiar to with the concept of Hajj every year, that almost 2 to at most 3 million people take part each year. But in comparison to that, it is incomparable. The numbers of the participants or pilgrims that come here and there, and the kind of services that are given to both people from this side and the other side. As for Hajj people, they themselves pay, usually the one who reached to the level of istita'a, that is, they are capable of going and attending the Hajj. It becomes compulsory on them to go. So they are actually paying for the services that they are receiving to perform their Hajj rituals in the city of Mecca. But here in Arba'in, people do not need to pay for any kind of services. They are given all the services free of charge. This huge number of people are giving services free of charge. The only thing that they need to pay for is the transport that they come from borders to these two cities. Even from the borders to these cities, periodically there are some free services and free pickups. So this is a very astonishing event that it could be very interesting for huge studies in this era.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. As the previous episodes of today's special, in these days, we listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on Arba'in. Today we need to help the world to know Imam al-Hussein. Today they talk against Islam and Islamic teachings with hundreds of various means. In confronting this hostile movement made by the camp of disbelief and arrogance, it is the movement for knowing Hussein that can single-handedly resist, stand firm, and introduce the truth of Islam and the Quran to the world. The logic of Hussein ibn Ali is the logic of defending the truth and resistance against oppression, transgression, deviation, and arrogance. This is the logic of Imam al-Hussein. Today, the world needs this logic. Today, the world is witness to the role of disbelief, arrogance, and corruption. The world is witness to the role of oppression. Imam Hussein's message is a message to save the world. The great movement of Arba'in conveys this message to the whole world. And with Allah's favor and grace, this movement should be strengthened on a daily basis. Inshallah. Allah kama fi Karbala, qala al-Husayn. Allah kama fi Karbala.
On the continuation of today's special, we'll look at Arbain March, most magnificent religious gathering in the world. In addition to the huge gathering during Hajj every year during the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, Muslims hold traditional and religious ceremonies. Extensive mourning rituals in the streets and holy places are full of spirituality, passion, and love. Arbain March is the most obvious manifestation of this passion and love. Even though the Arbain March has become a global event for many years, unfortunately, due to specific political reasons, it is severely censored at the global level, and its greatness, grandeur, and significance are not covered properly. As in other religions, religious gatherings are held for various reasons such as rain, forgiveness and repentance, thanksgiving and etc. In Islam, it is as if Hussein is pulling hearts toward the truth and nature so that they wake up and revive human and spiritual values.
The other benefit that you find during the Arba'een walk is that for days and days, many people, instead of being distracted by this world and engaging in sinful behavior, at least for 2 weeks, you find them more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping away from sin. Most of the youth that you see, they're just there on the walk, keeping away from their normal daily sins that they engage in, believe me. If there's no benefit to the Arba'een walk, except the fact that for 2 weeks you avoid sins, that in itself is miraculous. Today, with all the temptation and desire and sinful behavior, if for 2 weeks you can protect yourself from sin, that is a great achievement. And Arba'een gives you that environment. How does it feel to keep away from sin? How does it bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Millions of people are benefiting from this amazing walk. The third reason why the Arba'een walk is not a waste of time and it's part of our religion is the Holy Quran. What does the Holy Quran command us, my dear brothers and sisters? The Prophet for 23 years, he sacrificed and he gave his community. They came to him, Ya Rasulullah, how can we pay you back for all these services? Not one day did you ask for a favor? So we'd like to compensate you. We'd like to give you back. The Prophet would never speak of his own. He would always wait for revelation. He told his community, let me wait for the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wahi, the revelation came down upon the Prophet. Ya Rasulallah, tell them the following. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, I ask for no wage. The Quran deliberately uses an interesting Arabic word, ajr. In the Arabic language, you know what you use ajr for? Ajr basically means payment. In a business transaction, if you buy something, the money that you use to pay for that product is called ajr, payment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word payment in the Arabic language in the Holy Quran. Why does God use this word? Ya Rasulullah, they'd like to pay you for the religion of Islam. This is the product that you gave them, Islam. What's the payment they have to pay you in order to get this religion? That is al-mawaddata fil qurba, the love of the kin. Follow and love my family. And mawadda in Arabic doesn't just mean you love them in your heart. You express that love. You show that love in action.
Dear brothers and sister, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.